Hello?
Yes, sir. The Honorable Mr. Johnson will chair your hearing at this time, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you state your name?
Good afternoon, sir.
Could you state your name, the ADC number for us for the record?
Bobby Vincent Inigo, 83735.
Okay, Mr. Inigo, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer, this is Mr. Sanders.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, prior to your hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. On that form, sir, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
As much as I can, sir.
Okay, sir. So at this time, sir, I am going to swear you and Mr. Sanders in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, Mr. Indigo, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Sir, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, I understand.
All right, so the allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2607 North First Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, on or about August 29, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, it's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Indigo, I'm going to find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he had lapsed or may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Do I agree?
Okay, sir, we're going to go from phase two in your hand. During phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Prior to going into phase two, sir, we're going to start out by getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Sanders. Then we're going to be coming back to you, Mr. Indigo, and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sanders.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Indigo was released on 8/18/2017 with a date of arrest of 9/19/2017 by the Tucson Police Department with a new charge of misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Per an email received on October 30th, 2017 from Senior Parole Officer Erickson, Tucson City Court, the charge was dismissed by the prosecutor on 10/6/17. Back in DOC custody on 9/25/17, as an adjusted CSED of 2/10/2019, reflecting 21 days of abscond time. His current conviction in 09 is a dangerous drug violation, receiving 10 years. Prior convictions in 1991, 2 counts.
Hello?
Aggravated assault, receiving 7.5 years. And second count aggravated assault, receiving 7.5 years. 1997, disorderly conduct, receiving 1 year. 2001, 2 counts. Criminal trespass, first degree, receiving 6 months. Aggravated assault, receiving 6 months. 2005, theft, receiving 1 year. It's his fifth term in DOC. CUIR score is a 5.5. Mental health score is a 3, noted as SMI. Substance use score is a 2. He is a self-admitted member of the Barrio Libre criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision, 1995, it was a provisional release, completed 6 months. 1997, it was a TIS release, arrested on criminal trespass, reached the CSED prior to seeing the board. In 2001, it was a TIS release, arrested on technical violations, reached CSED prior to seeing the board. In 2006, it was a TIS absconder for 3 days, reached CSED prior to seeing the board. is a significant and lengthy disciplinary history with drugs, threats of violence, weapons, staff assaults, and sex acts noted. Other arrest information in 1987. Theft, Arizona, adjudicated delinquent. Later in 87, theft of means of transportation, Arizona, juvenile probation. Same count, same times, different count. 87, false reporting, emergency response, Arizona, juvenile probation. Later in 87, theft, Arizona, juvenile probation. 88, minor with a firearm, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2002, burglary second degree, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2007, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation.
Yeah.
Has a G7 V9 score. That is all, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Indigo, I see that when you were actually released, you were actually approved to reside at PRC Homeless Program. Due to a housing conflict, you were approved and given permission to reside at the Gospel Rescue Mission. And then later you were set, you were at the Set Free Church at 2607 North 1st Avenue in Tucson. It says that you weren't working. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
When I got out, sir, I was SMI, and I wrote letters before I left to land at SMI at the fact that I could be there and stay there under the same custody that the Department of Corrections runs that place. So my main objective was to stay there and just live there. But when he told me I couldn't stay there, he told me exactly like this, that it was his fault, and he takes the blame. And then as soon as that guy leaves October 1st, that I can go in that place. By the time he told me that I couldn't stay there no more, my heart was already broken and my mind was already SMI, because now I don't know what's going to happen now, because my release planner didn't ever come see me. I know these people are telling me this and that. So it's just me and my PO. And he goes, look, man, I'm sorry. And I go, look, I just want to apologize to whoever this individual is. I don't care my past record or nothing. I just want to apologize and live my life. I've been 10 years and you know, and he's like, well, just come back October 1st. And I go, I didn't say nothing. I go, until then, I'll just go to the Gospel Rescue Mission. You know what I mean? When 2 weeks later, when I made my appointment and I went, he's like, hey, I need a room to find you somewhere to stay. And I go, it's your fault in the first place. All you got, I was supposed to go here, but now you're kicking me out. You know what I mean? I'm not the smartest guy. You know what I mean? I don't know what I'm saying, but I know that I thought I was supposed to go there. I've been in prison like that. Man, I read you off my file. I don't know about no sex life, I ain't did that. But I know that when they tell me to go somewhere, the Arizona Department of Corrections, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna live there. But he says no, that it's his fault. So, you know, I don't know, but I don't really blame him, but I just wanna go back there. And if I can, I can stay in there, because I know that people get out and get dirty ways and this and that, and they get their punishment is to go there and not come out of the, burrow. They got burrow that you come out 6 in the morning, and this and that. I wanted to just go back and stay there until I earn my privileges back. You know what I mean? I really want, that's my place to stay. I wanted to stay there. Other than that, I left, because I left that church because they were doing meth. That place was full of meth. You know what I mean? So I left. As soon as I left, I got on the ball and I got my Obama card and a phone. You know what I mean? The EBT card. Other than that, I just didn't have nowhere to stay, and I don't want, you know, but I'm glad I got picked up, I'm glad it's over with, and I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you, and I'm just asking for a chance to go back to that place. That's it.
So, sir, you were out for 21 days. What were you doing out for those 21 days? Why didn't you contact your PO?
I knew he was gonna violate me. You know what I mean? But I went ahead and kept doing my life. I mean, my life doesn't revolve around it. I violated only one time, this time, besides a long time ago. But what I'm trying to say, Your Honor, Magistrate, I'm trying to say that I know that the 21 days I got on the ball, I got my stuff together as much as I could. I know this, you cannot be on the run from anywhere, from no police surveillance or anything, because they're going to catch you sooner or later. So all I was supplied with was food and a phone that I never used in minutes, and I had nobody call. You know what I mean? But I just used the camera, you know what I mean? You know, just, I had a phone, you know what I mean? And the food that was helping me live, to eat. Other than that, I couldn't do nothing. So what I'm saying is I'm glad. I tried to go to a place where a structure, so I could be told what to do and when to go to sleep, you know? And that's the place. I'm trying to get off parole, but I haven't had a chance. I didn't do nothing. I got a paper right now, Your Honor, saying that, from the court saying that they dismissed that little person. It wasn't mine. I got it right here, notarized right now. Just the city court, it was a class misdemeanor one. I got the paper right here, envelope, saying that they dismissed it. Magistrate Chalier, her name is Chalier. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. I just want to say that attached to do 10 years and to do another year would not be fair for nobody, because I want to get to that place where I can step down and do good. You know what I mean? I mean, what's the worst that can happen if you send me there? I mean, nothing. I won't come back. I want to just eat and live in that place. It's ran by the same people, sir. I don't want to be in there. I don't even take meds no more, because I want to talk to you straight and tell you how I really feel. Because other than that, when I hang up, I'm going to start taking meds again. I'm going to start feeling all sedated and not caring. I care for you, sir. I care to go back there. I didn't even get a chance to go there, you know?
So why didn't you go there, sir, in the beginning? What was the reason why you didn't go there?
The reason why I went there, they handcuffed me, they took me there, they enrolled me, they gave me a bed, I went to the bunk, they put it there, I walked around the backyard and checked out, I met a few guys there, you know, shook everybody's hand, signed the rule there, then I went to see my PO at last, I went to see John Marsh. I wrote him a letter and told him, speak up for me, I told him, you're the one that told me that it was your fault, and you take the blame, and that as soon as this guy leaves, October 1st, that I'm welcome to go back. You know what I mean? And I should not got out on the first time. I should have got out October 1st. You know what I mean? Instead of August 18th. So now I don't know where to stay. He's telling me, just go somewhere. You know what I mean? He's like telling me, like, kick rocks. Go find your place. Go, you know what I mean? So I go and I find Gospel Rescue. That's where I'm from. It's the only place I could go to in Tucson. So I do that. Next thing you know, I come back. He's like, man, I really need to, you know what I mean? And the other guys, I don't know, Your Honor, but I just know that if you just give me a chance, let me finish. I don't know why I was enrolled and then kicked out. Not kicked out, but he told me, you have what is that? When you have somebody that you're not supposed to be around, keep separate. So I said, I'm going to apologize. I don't want to, I'll take the blame. I don't want no problems. Let me be the better man for once and just live there. You know what I mean? I got my pills, I got my locker, I threw my pills in my locker, and then he let me walk out and go somewhere for a little bit to check out downtown. He told me, go straight to La Frontera. And I was like, well, that's when it happened. He told me I couldn't stay there, so I ended up walking to Frontera, and then I met him 2 weeks later, and then that was it.
Okay, so, sir, let me ask you a question. So,
yes, sir.
So we have a letter that's attached to the file from Mr. Michael Figueroa in support of you, sir. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's my friend. He's my only friend. I think
you
were right.
Yeah, he wrote a letter that said that he was a hearing officer at one time for the Pima County Justice Court. But he speaks highly and says that
that's what you guys want in the letter.
Sir?
You wanted a letter of reference.
Well, he did write you a letter of reference. I'm not going to say that's what we wanted, but that's what's attached to the file, sir. Okay, so you still have you have over a year.
Yes.
Over a year left on your time, sir.
I want to just go to that place.
Let me ask you a question, sir. It's not up to us to where you go to. It's up to the parole office. If the parole officers don't send you to that place, what are you going to do? You just want to be incarcerated or what?
No, sir. I want to get my phone, and I want to get my card, and I want to just live and go to group. I want to better my life. I have no choice. I'm in a special management, you know what I mean? And I don't want to be here.
All right, sir. Let me see if the board has any additional questions. So any other questions coming from the board, sir? I'm going to give you an opportunity to see if there's anything else you'd like to say before the board, before we go into discussion, sir.
I just want to say that thank you for telling me I got mail, you know what I mean, and that's it.
All right, sir. The board is now going into discussion, Mr. Inko. While the board is in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone now and remain silent, and
we'll get back to when we make a decision as to vote or reinstate you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Board is now in discussion. It seems like Mr. Engel, he does have over a year left on his community supervision, and he's been involved in a lot of things. He, 95, he completed 6 months. He was arrested in 98. In 2010, he was arrested, and I think I got these dates right, but 2006, he absconded for 6 days. Did have a letter in here of support from a gentleman that spoke highly and talked about working with him and having a construction company and possibly working with him to give him a job, to get him a chance to get his stuff together. I am, in spite of this past that Mr. Indigo has, I am willing to give him an opportunity to get back out there in this year, and it looks like about 4 months that he has left and on his time to see if he, during that period of time, can get his stuff together and be a productive citizen.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, therefore, sir, I am going to make the motion to continue Mr. Indigo on community supervision with the same conditions, with some amended conditions that I'm going to place on there. That his placement is going to be at the parole officer's discretion. That he substance abuse and mental health treatment must enter and successfully complete treatment program. Treatment program will be at the parole officer's discretion. Participate in mental health treatment plan. Did you say you was SMI, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, take this treatment program. You have to take the medication as prescribed. Appeal to start revocation process upon the first positive diluted mist or unsuitable for testing UA. That is going to be my motion and my recommendation at this time.
Second. Disagree.
Okay, so the board has voted to continue on the community supervision with some the same conditions and some amended conditions. That if you your placement will be at the parole officer's discretion. Recommend placement and successfully completion of a program that offers substance abuse and mental health treatment. Must enter and successfully complete the treatment program that offers substance abuse treatment and mental health treatment. Treatment is going to be at your parole officer's discretion. Participate in mental health treatment and plan and take medications as prescribed. PO to start revocation on the first positive, diluted, or dismissed, unsuitable for testing. You are, sir, are you going to be able to live with those conditions?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, sir, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you for participating in the hearing.
God bless you.